Nita Khan, Frank Isola, Bill Plaschke. Mina, you all right? Are you feeling a draft? I think you're feeling a draft. Yeah. Let's go. The first one. I got her. The number three pick on the trade block. Lions GM Bob Quinn telling reporters on a video conference call today, telling everybody, basically, he's open to moving down and would like to have an idea over who wants number three and who's ready to deal with him before the draft starts on Thursday, which is nice. You should want it before the draft and not after the draft. Also, Dave Gettleman and the Giants at number four, also open to moving the pick. He's ready to do this from his very busy draft room. Mina Kimes, around the horn to you first. Is this real or is it smoke? And why do you think these guys are so public about this right now?
I think it's real, and I think they're being public about it because for them, it's a good idea, especially if it involves trading with either the Dolphins or the Chargers, who are ostensibly the teams who would be moving up, right, to the 3 or 4 spot to grab a quarterback and are at 5 and 6. Look, the Lions have been linked for a long time now with Ohio State cornerback Jeffrey Okuda. It's a great pick. They might still be able to get him at 5 or 6. And if not, there would be prospects like Isaiah Simmons out of Clemens or some of the offensive tackles who would also be a good fit for the Lions. So I think for them, if they can move down without moving too far down, it makes a ton of sense.
Mm-hmm. Might make sense for Detroit. We turn to New York now, Frank Isola. You can throw in the Gettleman angle here and whether it makes sense at number 4 for the Giants.
Yeah, you know, tis the season for posturing, bluffing, talking, trading. The Lions and the Giants are in the same position. If you believe you can get one or two players that you've identified a little bit later in the draft, why wouldn't you make this deal? I do like Bob Quinn saying, I'd like to get this tidied up before Thursday. Guess what? Most of these trades do happen on Thursday because teams are going to wait until the last moment. Yeah, he wants to live in a perfect world. But one thing that'll be interesting, though, because there are long-suffering Lions fans who would love to see them take Tua. So clearly they're committed to Matthew Stafford, who's a terrific quarterback. But this will be interesting a couple years down the road if Tua turns out to be the star we all think he can be.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Plaschke?
I think it's mostly smoke. I think we're trying to get somebody to overpay for Tua or Herbert. They really need to get Okuda. They really need – this is a team that's had – 2 Pro Bowl cornerbacks in the last 40 years. This is a team that had 7 interceptions all of last year, tied for lowest in the league. They need him. They can't risk not getting him. They need, I mean, unless somebody really overpays, and I don't think it's going to happen, they're going to take Okuda. I think it's a done deal.
Done deal, says Plaschke.
Done deal.
Incredible stats there to back up his argument. I'm impressed, Bill. Mina, can you address the number 4 pick then, the Giants and Gettleman here?
Yeah, it's hard to make a pick for the Giants because there are so many needs on that roster.
Giants.
Pretty much every level at the defense. And also, and I think this is would be a smart pick, they need tackles to protect Daniel Jones. You really can't go wrong for them, which is why I actually think they're a team that should consider trading down 1 or 2 spots so that they can take another shot on goal in the first round.
Okay, so you would advise a trade down if you're the Giants. And we'll see Gettleman do that from his very busy draft room. I have to afford a point here. It's around the horn. That's what we do. Plaschke, I'm just blown away by your stats on Detroit secondary.
The Lions. What do you say? It's the Lions.
He's a stats geek.
We move on. Buy or sell? Well, since I know you guys are feeling a draft, I won't even tempt that joke one more time. Let's go. WNBA tonight. It'll be Sabrina Ionescu's night and the New York Liberty's night. After taking Ionescu number 1, as everyone expects, the Liberty will have 4 more picks in the top 15. That is absurd. It will also be our first virtual draft. Everybody, NFL included, especially, wondering and looking to see how that plays out. Frank Isola, we'll start with you. How big of a game changer is Ionescu?
You know, this is huge for the Liberty. When you think about over the years, whether it's Rebecca Lobo, Tina Charles, Teresa Weatherspoon, they've had big name players, but this is a different level. Ionescu, besides the fact that she's terrific, she's a point guard, kind of in the Isaiah Thomas, Steve Nash mold. She's got a big name. We know the connection with Kobe Bryant. There has been no bigger star in college basketball. And you know, Tony, go back a couple of years. Brittany Griner, Breanna Stewart, those players coming into the WNBA, they headed out west. Now we're getting a player staying east and coming into the biggest market. It's huge for the Liberty.
Wow, you gave her Isaiah Thomas and Steve Nash, even though she's the triple-double queen here. I mean, that's Jason Kidd, that's LeBron, that's... All right, Bill Plaschke,
you can go with
do
that.
You see Ionescu as a game changer?
Absolutely. This is Diana Taurasi territory. She'll come to Brooklyn. She'll be like Kyrie Irving without the attitude. I mean, she had almost three times as many triple-doubles as any other woman in basketball history. She was not only the best women's player last year, she was the best basketball player, period, in the country last year, a game changer in New York where the Liberty, I don't think they've ever won a championship. Had they, Frank? To get the Liberty, that would be the place to go.
Mina Kimes?
I agree with my colleagues, but I would pump the brakes on the notion that she's going to come into the league and immediately change the game, right? Yes, the analytics say she's one of the best prospects in the history of women's basketball, but we had LaChyna Robinson on ESPN Daily today. She made a really good point, which is that compared to other leagues, rookies don't always make an immediate impact in the WNBA because it's a more veteran-driven league. That said, off the court, marketability, that team, it's a home run for the WNBA.
Four picks after her in the they have five. They have the entire
they can build
all-stars from college this past year. They're building, rebuilding the whole team. Real quick, anybody have any virtual gloom and doom tonight? This is our first look at a virtual draft. It'll be all right. Are we going to wait for the NFL for things to break down?
Okay.
Somebody be locked
they'll
out
be,
of their account. Oh,
it'll
I don't I forgot my
it'll
password.
Be
all right. Mina Kimes, some actual reporting here. You talked to LaChyna Robinson. You nailed the point. You're going to get it. We're going to say goodbye to Frank Isola right now. Front row seat.
Bye, Frank.
This showdown, Bill Plaschke, Mina Kimes. Let's go. Cam Newton, still without a team. Leonard Fournette wants him for the Jaguars. Mina, you're laughing. Should the Jaguars listen to Leonard Fournette?
I actually don't think they should. Even though I think Cam Newton would help them win more games, they're still not a good team. If I'm Jacksonville, I'm already looking to 2021 in Trevor Lawrence, and I'm not taking a risk on Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm. Bill Plaschke?
If they're going to listen to him before, they can't listen to him now. This is divisive. I can see now texting all this morning. Minshew's buddies texting him. Can you believe what that guy said? Fournette's buddy saying, way to go, way to keep talking. This is dividing the locker room before the season even starts. You can't bring Cam Newton into that. Minshew needs a chance. Minshew, by the way, had a better rookie season than Cam Newton did. Don't forget that.
Oh, wait. I'll happily forget that right now. First off, you said dividing a locker room. You can't divide a locker room if you can't go into the locker room, Bill Plaschke.
Great point.
Point,
small,
Mina Kimes.
There.
30 seconds, Mina Kimes.
So, right now there's a lot of uncertainty with college sports. We have no idea what's going to happen with the season and the teams, and you've got college coaches across the country kind of out of pocket, acting as though they can, you know, defeat the coronavirus the way they defeat an FCS opponent. I want to give credit to one college coach who got it right, and that's Herm Edwards, who came on ESPN the other day and said something so obvious it shouldn't be notable that he said it, which is this. We don't even know if college students or campuses are safe enough to open. Why would we be so quick to assume that athletes, these student athletes, should take more of a risk than them? And I appreciate him saying it because it's absolutely true, and it's something we need to consider when we look to when these programs are going to come back and reopen.
Mm-hmm. Mina Kimes, today's winner. That win, that's a full win. It's a SportsCenter edition. That's a full win on Around the Horn. Real quick, this weekend, the last dance. We're finally getting it. Frank Isola, what are you watching for?
Oh, I want to see them finally call that push-off on Michael Jordan on that last
basket. Oh, no, no, no. We're not, don't even. Mute. All right, fine. Ronnie, what's the number? It's a 71 and 50-minute break. That's what it is.